to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. It's a Wellness Wednesday, and we usually talk about health. But guess what? Your business and financial health is just as important. This young man, you know him, you love him. He's such a charismatic leader. He's a visionary. He's an entrepreneur. He's a humanitarian. One of the greatest thinkers I know. He is Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bishop. It is so good to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and it's just great to be with you all today.
Well, we're excited that you're headlining the Conquer Business 2012 conference in Atlanta, where so many successful businessmen and women get a chance to share the techniques and talk about the financial outlook and landscape of the country, and not just our country, but of our world, because we're doing business now everywhere. You've always done business in Africa and other places, but now you are bringing your expertise to this conference that will be held November 15th through the 16th. Can you tell us about it, sir?
Well, I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about Kings and Priests, who's really sponsoring this event, and their commitment to build wealth from a kingdom perspective, mm-hmm. and to have a long overdue conversation for those people who are really concerned. We were on the upside, African Americans in particular, were building $1 trillion of expendable income before the recession, mm-hmm. but we've lost 53% of that in the recession, and as the job market begins to rebound, we have to come up with creative ways to increase revenue streams. And if we don't, the problems that come out of it are crime and divorce and mm-hmm. all types of crises come out of it. People don't have expendable income so that they can send their children to school and take care of themselves. And I think that we can give some guidelines that help people to step over the pothole we've been in and to regain that 53% of lost income over the last couple of years.
We're talking about the Conquer Business 2012 conference in Atlanta, November the 15th and the 16th. Bishop T.D. Jakes joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
My pleasure to talk with you, sir. Now, several things I like about this conference that you're going to cover. You talked about business ownership. You talked about good financial stewardship and creative entrepreneurship. These are keys to end the financial struggle for many families and small businesses. Talk about how important it is for us from a church perspective to tap into these things that God has given us, because I know you're going to focus on the eighth streams of income that one can use to create financial wealth, even in a drought, for us, that we don't have to go under, but we can excel because God has already equipped all of us.
Well, you know, it's very, very important. In the 60s, the church tackled the problems of civil rights and were very instrumental in helping to expedite that process. The challenge that we have today is more economic. It's a great way because we have influence over people to really meet people where they are. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a need in that area, we don't want to supply what there's not a demand for. But because many, many of our parishioners and their constituencies, their families, our community are suffering, that's an area not only that we need to be philanthropic and feed the homeless and do that sort of thing, but give guidelines so that people can get their own homes, get back up on their feet, and get started again. And I think that it's appropriate that we meet people. Jesus said he came to bring good news to the poor, and I think we have to bring good news to them, not only through philanthropy, but giving them vision and possibilities and hope.
Because a lot of times what we have in our house or even within our gifts and our talents mm-hmm. can be the thing that will boost the financial support that we need even in our lives.
You know, the other thing that's important, a lot of people are just bound to a job. And if that amount of income is not designed to build wealth. People who work at 9 to 5 as their only source of income have to understand people don't hire you to make you wealthy. They hire you to make them wealthy.
That's right.
And you have to have something beyond a job, another stream of income, and perhaps an entrepreneurial pursuit to subsidize your income and accomplish some of your dreams for your children, for your grandchildren, and even for your retirement.
He is Bishop T.D. Jakes. He's headlining Conquer Business 2012 conference in Atlanta, November 15th and 16th. That's a Thursday and Friday at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park. That's a suburb of Atlanta.
Bishop, what is your role as far as the conference? What will you be doing?
I do know that they've got me doing multiple sessions covering mm-hmm. everything from how to reduce debt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because there's no need in trying to build wealth if you've got a sinkhole in the debt area, mm-hmm. and how you handle money.
Right.
The philosophy through which you handle money is often handed down to you from how your parents handled money.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to break what in the church we would call those generational curses.
Yes.
But really, in actuality, they're just generational ignorances that perpetuate themselves from generation to generation, where you develop an economic culture that does not fit the times that you live in and will not help mm-hmm. you reach your goals.
Bishop, we thank you so much for this information. Now, for those who are interested in going to this conference, is there a cost?
You can go to conqueratlanta.com and find out the registration for this conference. It's going to be right there in Atlanta, and what a great place to have it. Mm-hmm. And throughout Atlanta, I want them to understand you don't have to be an entrepreneur. You may just have a dream. You may have an interest. You may be thinking about doing something. You could be a business owner and want to take it to the next level. I think the information is going to be very, very effective and very, very essential for those of us who are really trying to build something that we can pass on to our children.
And for those of you who are listening, you're trying to write down a number, it's 1-800-89-KINGDOM. The Conquer Business 2012 conference is in Atlanta, November 15th and 16th at the Georgia International Convention Center. Bishop T.D. Jakes will headline this conference, and I'm telling you, mm-hmm. if you're anywhere in the area, even if you got to fly, go get this information, because this could be the difference between you living just mediocre or living in abundance. Amen. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank
we
you.
Love
Always
you
a pleasure.
So much.
By the way, you were awesome the other night in Atlanta. You and CeCe really brought the house down. It's always a pleasure to hear you sing.
Oh, you're so precious. I love you.
God bless you all. Take care.
Bye-bye.